What about this high day? And also, what did Jesus and the disciples eat?
I'm sorry, John, I didn't get the last question.
What did Jesus and the disciples eat? You know, when they, did they observe the Passover? Or,
well, I'd like to debate that question, but I'm going to just commit myself to no comment on that second one. On the first one, I've forgotten what that one was.
High day,
okay. Well, in my own judgment, I think that was a high day because it took place within the Sabbath week, or the week of unleavened bread, the feast of unleavened bread, which made it a doubly sacred day, which involved convocations of the Jewish people. My own judgment.
Day, in other words, there's more than one day involved of unleavened bread.
Yes.
The days of unleavened bread.
7 day feast.
Oh, I'm stressing you out on something. Good. In John 20, verse 19, it says, then the same day at evening, it's after the resurrection, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in their midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now the phrase here is used that this happened on the resurrection day, which is the first day of the week, being evening. So that then would be between 3 and 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah,
that's the 20, second evening.
The second evening was that, from 6 o'clock until dark.
Okay, well, this would have to be then, to be on the first day of the week, right? The resurrection day.
Resurrection. The resurrection was early in the morning.
No. In John 20, after the resurrection, in verse 19, we have this language.
Yes.
So that would have to be down
well,
in this.
Okay, yeah, I think I see what you're saying now, Bill. The first day of the week began at six o'clock, right? In the evening.
Sure.
But then, when he talks about after his resurrection, then he meets with his disciples at even on the first day of the week, that would have to be down here in this.
Yeah, the first evening.
Trevor, speak up, please.
Do you say that it's a high Sabbath when the 15th and the Feast of Unleavened Bread begin the same day? I mean, when the 15th and the Sabbath, the common Saturday, are on the same day?
No, what I said was that the Passover came on the 14th of Nisan, which was, according to astronomers and Bible authorities that I consulted, was on Thursday, but the Sabbath.
Right. Right. Saturday was on Saturday. Okay. I understand you. You say that the Passover then would be on Thursday. And the day after Passover was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it was a high day. And that would make Friday a high day as well. Some have said that high day there was a Sabbath day and could occur in the middle of the week. That would make it Friday and Saturday both Sabbaths.
Well, regardless of the semantics you want to use, I still just come out with 3 days. Preparation day, the regular Sabbath day, and the day that followed the first day of the
week. Yeah, going back to that of the high Sabbath, I read some, and they said that it was a high Sabbath when a normal seventh day which is Saturday for us, and the 15th of Nisan were the same day. So that would make Passover the 14th of Nisan, Friday. And of course, the unleavened bread began the right day. That the High Sabbath was the first day of unleavened bread, which is Saturday.
That could very well be.
The first day of unleavened bread, the 15th of Nisan was the first day of unleavened bread. Why?
Carl, the expression the heart of the earth, do you think that that necessarily refers to just being placed in a sepulcher?
I really hadn't thought about this. What do you mean?
Well, I've read different articles that have, you know, stated the heart of the earth was being in the confines of the Roman soldiers under the jurisdiction of Pontius Pilate. They seem to think that the idea of the heart of the earth was much more than just being placed in a tomb. Because I guess they didn't think that a sepulcher in Judea would be the heart of the earth.
That's an interesting thought. That's never explained what is, as I said, ostensibly a contradiction between Matthew 12 and 40 and the American gospel.
Yeah, because the reasoning was that Rome ruled the world, and if one were a prisoner of Rome, that is, handed over to Pontius Pilate or being arrested, that he was then being controlled by the heart of the earth, that is, the center.
Well, in my own judgment, I don't think that's what that means. I think it's just, like I said, I think it's just Jewish idiomatic usage, because it's used so often throughout the entire Bible.
I think Mark will address this point.
Carl, I know this is a little bit off the topic, but it may be that you've considered it. There seems to be some sort of anomaly or contradiction between Mark's account and John's account. Mark says in Mark 15 and 25, it was the third hour when they crucified him. And then, of course, in John 19 and 14, it says that it was about the sixth hour, and he was still dealing with Pilate, and the people were crying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Did you consider that at all during the course of your study? And if so, I'd be very interested in your comments.
Yeah, that's been a snag that's been puzzling, I guess, for a long time. I did run across a couple of thoughts that might satisfy that. At least it might help a little bit, kind of ease my mind a little bit. One was, of course, the Jews divided each night and each day into four equal parts. The first part was from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Of course, the second from 9 to 6. The third from the sixth hour, or from 9 until noon. And then the third part from noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Fourth part. And one writer suggested that when Mark said the third hour, what he was talking about was the third part, which began at the sixth hour. That was one suggestion that I thought might have some credibility. Another writer said that all of the writers of the Synoptic Gospels and John all agreed that there was darkness over the earth from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. They all agreed on that. And somebody speculated that possibly a couple of hours before the actual crucifixion, that they were in preparation to crucify him, and that's what Mark had reference to when he talked about it being the third hour. So I really couldn't just concretely resolve that in my own mind, but those two thoughts did help me a little bit.
Any more questions or comments? Mario?
No.
Going back to the same thing. Matthew 26:17. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, and then they were going to participate of the Passover. Now it's, according to what I found out, they said that sometimes they use the expression the Feast of Unleavened Bread and include the 14th. So Jesus, that day, it was going to be the 14th. It was evening, as verse 20 of Matthew 26 shows. So he kept the Passover the right day, according to the Jewish account, Thursday night. And then Friday, which is real 14th to us, was he crucified. He was taken down that day before the second evening, because the second evening was a high day. What began the high day to them. And I see clearly, as you have shown it, if you take it like that.
Carl, I'm not really questioning Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday. But what is your feeling about the time that Jesus rose from the dead? Do you have feelings about when or what time of day it happened? We usually take the idea that sunrise brings us to get a new day. But in the last part of John, it talked about in chapter 20, verse 1. Can you
speak up a little bit, please?
Sure. They came to the sepulchre. He was already raised before it was, while it was yet dark. There are some that holds the view that he was resurrected when this first day of the week was ushered in. Do you hold that view? Do you feel like it was near the break of day? Do you have any particular feelings?
Not really. My own conscience is satisfied knowing that the first day began on the Sabbath end at 6 o'clock. And the next narrative that we have was at twilight or early in the morning. And that was the third day, the first day of the week, and the day on which he arose. So I really haven't, in my own mind, I haven't had any misgivings about the actual time, the exact or precise time.
My reason for asking that, in South Alabama, there's a family too there that holds the position that he was resurrected immediately when the day come in, at the end of the Sabbath as it entered into the first day of the week, and for that reason, they try to hold the communion immediately after sunset, whether they're part of the evening.
Yeah. That's interesting, Alton, that you mentioned that. I read an article in The Truth, which was dated, probably 20 or 25 years ago. And Dr. Torrey, I believe is his name, proposed that very theory. But it was based upon the assumption that Jesus had to be in the grave at precisely 72 hours. And he contended that Jesus was entombed precisely between the two evenings on Wednesday. He was resurrected precisely between the two evenings Saturday. But it just doesn't pan out, really, in my own judgment. Of course, it was just based upon what I think is a false premise, 72 hours. Jesus, the way Jesus reckoned time, I remember in another place, he said, today and tomorrow, and then the third day, I will be perfected. So he counted. If something transpired in part of one day, he counted that day.
Let me just make this one thing, just for discussion. When these men walked in Jesus' spirit to them, and they asked him about all the strange and useful, telling him about how was that comment, or blew my mind. 3 days since these things happened. And the idea that Sunday was the first day since it happened, Saturday was the second day since it happened, Friday was the first day since it happened, that would make Thursday the day it happened.
Yeah.
Explain that passage.
Okay, I think really that's just well, had it written down here. I anticipated that, but I think it's just a fuller way of saying after 3 days. You know, on one occasion, Jesus prophesied concerning his resurrection, and he said, after 3 days will I be raised again. And again, I think that's just another way of saying that. Since 3 days, after 3 days, 3 days and three nights, and on the third day, unless the Lord was, unless he contradicted himself, I think they all have to mean the same thing. Since 3 days, after 3 days, 3 days and three nights, and on the third day, they have to mean the same thing, or else the Lord would have contradicted himself.
It just seems like that. The Sunday was the third day since the Friday.
And I know that you're underscoring the word since, and I can see that, Elton. But like I say, I think that when we look at it from our perspective, that would be the case. That would be like Esther saying to Mordecai, after 3 days and three nights, then will I go into the king. But she went in on the third day. You look at it in their perspective, just as we do the time reference, we can see that they counted the day, if any part of the event transpired on that day. Jesus said, today, tomorrow, and the third day, I will be perfected. So he counted all 3 days. He counted all 3 days. Instead of skipping the day that he was crucified, he didn't count it beginning with the next day, as the word sense might imply in our vernacular.
Concerning that verse that's there in Luke, I think it's interesting that Cleopas and the other disciple make the statement concerning Jesus of Nazareth, the chief priest and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And then they make the statement, today's the third day since these things were done. Does these things just refer